AM 1300 KGLO. It is St. Patrick's Day. This is Tuesday, St. Paddy's Day. And it's time for our Corporate Farmer Program. And I'll tell you, Chad Hansen, President of Corporate Farmer, comes bearing gifts. I don't even know whether I should I eat this or just... this is very nice.
You better go ahead and eat it before everybody else here starts wondering why they didn't get one.
This is a Shamrock Rice Krispie treat.
Yeah, and I'd love to take 100% credit for it, but...
So you didn't make this, then?
I didn't make it. Actually, Dennis's wife, Maureen, must have slaved away last night and made those, and... I figured that you would probably enjoy that this morning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How do you like my hat, by the way? You like
that? That's awesome. Between that and you've got the green dress shirt on today, you're definitely in the mood.
I got the hat. I got the, and I don't have the tie on right now, but I got a new green tie. I carry a Shamrock in my wallet all the time, year round. That's a 24/7 kind of thing for me that I've always. Done and since my father passed away. As a matter of fact, it's kind of passed down that way. So yes, it's when your name is Timothy Patrick Thomas Fleming, the Irish is something to be celebrated, right?
It's definitely I think that it's nice and it's a nice tradition and I'm sure it's a prideful day for you, with your background and stuff like that, and I think there's a lot of Irish Catholics in this neck of the woods too that probably look forward to this day, and it's kind of that spring type fever too, and so something to get excited about and maybe go out and have a green beer or something like that tonight just to celebrate, huh?
You think there might be one of those out there?
I'm sure if you looked hard enough, you might be able to find one.
Some corned beef and cabbage here. There probably some leftover corned beef and cabbage for several days coming up, but and there's probably a little bit of Irish in your family too, right?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I know some, but I'm not as up on the old.
You have to claim some Irish, Chad.
Yeah. I can't quote it or give you a percentage or anything like that, but I remember when I was a kid and we did some of those projects that there is some in there somewhere.
Gotta be some Irish someplace in there. Good stuff. Well, how are things at Corporate Farmer? Haven't had a chance. It's been a couple weeks since I talked to you.
Yeah, I missed you last week, and then we talked a little bit about you on a little vacation, and that's kind of nice too. And yeah. I'm sure beautiful weather down that direction.
It was great, Missouri. You've been down in Missouri many times.
Yep, and it's a great time of the year seeing everything kind of green up down that way, and I'm sure a lot of activity and stuff like that, and a lot of our cyclone friends kind of enjoyed probably Missouri just a little bit this last weekend as well. It sounds like things were crazy down there, and not green, but red.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think, exactly, I think going through Kansas City, coming back, every other car seemed to be a cyclone fan going through Kansas City, which is really fun.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody that was down there, and they were chatting with some scalpers there after, I think, the first night, and they asked the scalper, hey, what's going to happen if Iowa State gets beat here in the semifinals? And he says, I pack up my bags and go to the SEC championship game because there ain't going to be no business selling tickets if Iowa State isn't in the championship. I can promise you that.
And so, oh, isn't that fun?
It's amazing how much they took over Kansas City, and that was a great weekend definitely to be a Cyclone fan.
Oh, it's good. It's really, really good. It's fun to be a sports fan
right now,
too.
Yeah, it's, doesn't matter who you're cheering for right now. At least everybody's alive and has a chance, right?
Yes, yes. You guys, you and I were just talking about this before going on the air. You guys were involved with a Happy Place event here, this last weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah, we went to the My Happy Place. They had one of their annual fundraisers and, just a good time. They had a hypnotist there, and I'll admit, I don't think I've laughed that hard in a long time, watching some of those people go up there and get hypnotized and do some funny stuff. And so, that's a great cause, and we've been kind of, part of that since the beginning. I know when they looked at starting that whole program and getting it rolling, they stopped in and talked to Dennis a little bit about what his ideas were and whether we would, Corporate Farmer would be interested in supporting it. And so kind of been there, since the very beginning. And so it's kind of nice to see where that's grown and the amount of rooms that they've redone for kids that have different you know, illnesses or issues in their lives that they're dealing with. And so, you know, to see those kids come out and tell a little bit about their story and know that what you're doing is making a difference, that's definitely a lot of fun.
Oh, it is. And they do. They turn these bedrooms into a real happy place for these kids. I know I've talked to the ladies that really got that going, and what a neat project it is, and it's great that Corporate Farmer gets involved in those kinds of things.
Yeah, I mean, and those are definitely things that make it rewarding for, you know, the hours that you put in and the things that you do there in the office that allows you to be able to help out some of those organizations. I know, you know, they talked about one of the children that their mom had recommended them for a room, and the kid, as they were getting closer and closer to that project, said, you know what, I'd really like it, but my mom deserves it more, and she had passed on her opportunity to get a new room so that her mom would have her room redone. And just stories like that, I mean, those just tear at your heart and, you know, let you know that that by passing it on, you know, that you know, somebody really, you know, enjoys that and passes it on to somebody else. That's just awesome.
Yeah, people caring for other people. That's neat stuff. Wow. Well, those are all great things, and it's like you and I were talking even before going on the air. It's kind of a fun time of year anyway, and I know our farmers are out there kind of chomping at the bit. They stare at a field every day and think, "Oh boy, we're not far away."
No, it's definitely not that far away at all, and I think you don't have to go too far south, and they're already, you know, starting to do some things in the fields. I'm sure that you saw some of that coming back, you know, through Missouri. I know that there's some activity down there, and they're probably out in the fields putting down anhydrous and things like that, and it won't be too long around here. I know even some of the golf courses talking about possibly open up late this week, and so, you know, there's definitely some activity outside, and I think a lot of people buzzing about you know, the weather and being able to kind of get out of the houses and get some yard work. I know I did a little bit of raking this weekend to kind of clean up the yard and stuff, so not only the farmers, I think everybody's excited that spring maybe is finally here.
Good stuff. But there's still some paperwork that needs to be done at Corporate Farmer. I mean, it's still the tax season, right. Chad. You guys have got to button a few things up probably for some folks, don't you?
It's still a busy time of the year, and I think that what you get down to maybe is a little bit more of the people that like to procrastinate a little bit. And so it kind of reminds me, I guess, of this time of the year that it's important to stay organized. You know, the biggest thing people ask me, what's the most important thing, you know, with taxes and records and stuff like that? It's organization. I mean, we here in the office have gone through the process of trying to do some things to help our organization through changing to more electronic records and stuff like that. And I think that for our clients too, it's important at this time of the year to start looking at what they can do to be a little bit more organized. Because the biggest fear for most people is the audit, is getting audited by the IRS, and what can I do to, you know, help myself in that situation. And it just comes down to organization, is having a good set of records, you know, keeping those documents and those papers, knowing where they're at, so that, you know, in an audit, if you get question on something, or if they want further documentation, that you have those to go ahead and provide, to know where they're at. And those people that are organized usually have a lot easier time through that process than the ones that are scrambling and maybe missing some things or have to go try and run some stuff down.
And that, you know, switching and doing some electronic things, you know, that's all a process too. And you know, you're seeing more and more of your clients probably do that.
A lot of them going that way. I kind of, funny thing, yesterday morning, my son, he's 8, and he must have had a fever, and Mom said, you know, you don't have to go to school, and today. And amazingly, you know, on those days where they don't have to go to school, they're up early, you know, and he's on the, I'm walking down the steps to get ready, and here he is on the couch already, and got the TV on and the blanket on and everything, and he's ready, I think, to fire up the video games and get going, because it's a vacation day, you know, for him. And so I'm grabbing my shoes and kind of getting ready to walk out the door, and he says, "Dad, I watched something on TV this weekend, and it's a machine that you scan in your records, all your records, and you get you organized so that you can go ahead and it makes filing your taxes a lot easier." And he said, "Dad, if you had something like that, then you wouldn't have to work quite so hard during tax season, and maybe you could play video games with me."
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, really? So it all comes around to what they really want. But I thought, you know what, that's amazing. And if I could find something that would make my job that much easier during tax season, I think I'd take advantage of it.
Oh, how cute is that?
Know, yeah, I mean, that was hilarious and made my day yesterday. But I mean, I think that kind of leads right into what I'm talking about, as far as, you know, getting those things organized, know where they're at, because like I said, a lot of the phone calls, and even this morning, you know, so somebody that's kind of that typical person that kind of waits till the last second and scrambling around, "Hey, this doesn't look right." And you know, the hard part is now you're a year away from some of those transactions, and so you're trying to remember. I might question, "What'd you write this check out to the implement for, and do you remember what you purchased?" And oh gosh, I can't remember off the top of my head. I'm gonna have to go dig some stuff out. Can I call you back? And I mean, it becomes, I mean, yeah, it's hard for anybody to remember what happened almost a year ago. And so, being organized, doing those things, you know, as they come up, and that's what we really push at Corporate Farmers, to do your bookkeeping monthly. You get a monthly bank statement. That's an opportunity to go ahead and review that, reconcile your accounts, and you know, for our clients, send that up to our office so that we can go ahead and get that entered into your books, get your report back, and that way, you know, review it once you get it back from us, so that you can see, is there something that maybe I misclassified, or something that maybe I didn't put down the full name of what it was or something. And while it's fresh in our memory, we can go ahead and do that instead of a year later when we can't remember exactly what happened yesterday, let alone 6 to 9 months ago.
Yeah, the old shoebox full of receipts, and you're trying to figure, okay, wait a minute. Now, what did I do with it? Was that for, wait a minute. Yeah, it really does. It gets us all.
Right.
If you don't take the notes as you're going and keep up to date.
And it just leads to mistakes, and that can be, I guess, good or bad. I mean, it could be an expense that you miss out on because you didn't know whether it was deductible or not, or it could be income that that maybe you forget to report because you didn't know what it was. And that sounds great at the time. Maybe my tax bill is a little bit lower, but I can guarantee you're going to have panic when you get that letter in the mail and they want to look through your records, and you know that there's a couple things that you didn't know exactly what it was, and that answer isn't quite good enough when they're staring you in the face and they say, "Well, we need proof." And well, I don't have proof. Okay, well, then we're going to just go ahead and count it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I can see that. So, obviously, this is a year-round process. When a farmer goes to work with you, you know, I mean, it's really, they're packing their lunch bucket and they're working with you, right alongside you guys through the year to do this.
Right, and a lot of it is just an educational process. I mean, you would think, you know, you've got somebody that's been farming 20, 30 years that you would think that they know exactly what to do and how to classify things and what's deductible and what isn't. But, you know, most of them have never really been taught or had somebody there that they could trust to ask some of those questions. And then, you know, obviously with things in Washington, stuff changes so much from year to year, and what are the rules now versus what were they last year. And so a lot of it is just an educational process of being there for them, being somebody that they can call and ask some questions and help them along the way. And I think a lot of it is just our system, as far as being a real simple way of coding their incomes and expenses and staying on top of them. You know, we try and send out notices to people that maybe have gotten a little lax and missed a couple months, and you know, their bookkeeping's getting a little bit behind, just to remind them, hey, you know, this is important. You need to go ahead and keep it up. You know, a lot of those checks and balances that are in place that you're probably not going to get somewhere else. A lot of places are probably just going to maybe give you a postcard in the fall to remind you that end of the year planning is coming up. And I can guarantee you, if you haven't thought about it for 9 months out of the year, it's more than a little bit of a project to try and pull all that stuff together. Right. And it, you know, when people were farming, you know, 800 acres or 1,000 acres, there wasn't quite as many numbers, not quite as many sales in a given year. Now, as big as some of these operations have gotten, you know, it's really changed the size and the number of transactions that they deal with in a year. And so, you know, with that complication means that you have to focus a lot more on staying organized and keeping up on things.
Fantastic stuff. I know we're kind of counting down to the end of the show for this week, but I got to get your take. I mean, we touched on it a little bit with Iowa State winning. Mm-hmm. I got to get a little sports angle on here with you. Yeah, how do you like Iowa State to go a ways? Iowa, UNI, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's an interesting time of the year because I think that anybody can kind of catch fire and get hot. And, you know, there's certain teams, like I think Iowa State is positioned to be, you know, a team that would be tough to beat in a tournament like this. But it's a lot of it is about matchups, you know, and who you get faced with and whether you match up well against a certain team or not. And, you know, I think that's going to be the part that's always interesting in you, where you see some of those upsets because of the fact that, you know, certain team that shouldn't necessarily advance matches up great with a team and catches them on the wrong day. You know, Iowa State's kind of lived on the edge here even through that tournament where they kind of got behind and you know, made that comeback, and that's not always the easiest thing to do. And you got Iowa that's kind of in the opposite boat where they've started a lot better and then kind of faltered towards the end. So, you know, hopefully maybe both of them can learn a lesson from one another and hopefully put it together here in the tournament. And definitely UNI, I mean, they had a great conference tournament, and hopefully I've seen that they've been getting some awards, and Tuttle named what by one of the organizations a second team All American. That's pretty awesome to get that honor from here in Sheffield, Iowa. That's not something that happens every day, is it?
No, that's fantastic. So I hope they all do really, really well. I would love to see an Iowa State matchup in the third round. Mm-hmm. I think that would be fun. I don't think that's an impossibility. I think that it would take the Hawkeyes to play some crazy good basketball, and Iowa State too, obviously. My last question on the tour, and you're a big basketball guy here. Let me get your take on here. Anybody beat Kentucky?
You know, I really think that the team that has the best chance probably is Wisconsin. I think that Kentucky, you know, they play unbelievable defense, but sometimes have had trouble scoring themselves. And, you know, if a team can slow it down and really turn it into a close game, put some pressure on them, and they match up again, it comes down to the matchups. Yeah. And that's going to be a game I think that definitely could maybe favor Wisconsin in some of those matchups. And really would be just an unbelievable game, I think, to watch if both of them get that far. Just two powerhouses that don't make a lot of mistakes, turn it over much, and I think it just would be a big physical battle between, you know, two powerhouses, and that'd be a lot of fun, I think, for fans.
Yeah, the only one that I see that could get in their way, Notre Dame.
Yeah, they've been playing good.
Yeah, they meet in the, well, final eight, I guess it would mm-hmm. be. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Craziness.
That's what makes it fun this time of the year. And the end of this week, I'm sure everybody's going to be fired up with all the games that are going to be watched on Thursday and Friday.
Going to be fun stuff. And if you can't sneak out of the office and play hooky to go watch it on TV, listen on the radio. We'll have the games here on KGLO.
There you go. Nice plug.
Your NCAA radio station. We're going to have all the action for you. Got a lot of games coming up. So, Chad, always good to talk to you.
You too.
Chad Hansen with us, president of Corporate Farmer, here this morning on AM 1300 KGLO.